listening to Avodah Mechazara with Daniel Eisenberg, Masechta Shabbos, Daf, Ayin, Tes, Amud, Beis. And this is basically a perfect Amud, top to the last few words at the bottom. And we'll just mention a couple of Zikru points. First of all, Ayin Tes is 8. Right, like a word pen, ayin tes in Hebrew. So the siman is instead of a pen, you did like a feather pen, like a quill. So like a scribe with a quill, which is actually going to be very relevant to our topic here. Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay, and the first point is from Thursday's Amud, Amud Aleph, which is the shear for unprocessed hide. So we had a whole discussion. We said the shear is a kamea, enough to make a kamea, and then there's a discussion, is that if it's tanned hide, what if it's hide that's going to be tanned, or if it's hide that is not tanned and won't be tanned, is it the same shear? And then that whole discussion, and then the kortabla at the end of like it's hide that's boiled and used like as a hard surface. So that's the first discussion. So in four words, the shear for unprocessed hide, and if you add one more, kikameya. That's the shear, and that's the first point. And the next two points are on this amud. So let's take a look. Klaf kidei, so this is from our Mishnah, klaf kidei lichtov alav parsha katana. So how much klaf would someone have to carry out, in order to be chayev for hotzah and chayev achatas on Shabbos? Enough to write a parsha katana on it. And we mentioned actually, I think, the actual text of the Mishnah. I think it's Parsha Katana of the Tefillin, which we mentioned the shortest paragraph of Parsha of the four Parshios of Tefillin is Shema Yisrael V'Ahavta. So the Gemara asks right away, Ur Minhu, but we have a contradiction from a Braisa, which says, Klaf V'Duchsustus K'dei L'Chtov Alav Mezuzah, that the shear for taking out Klaf or taking out Duchsustus is the shear of a mezuzah. So first of all, let's get to duchsustus. So we actually, if maybe you remember, there in the Mishnah we had this phrase in parentheses and it was taken out. So I think it was probably transplanted from this brisa unintentionally. I guess those who are not goreis it. What is duchsustus? So Rashi says klaf shenitla klipaso helyona, klaf which is taken from the upper klipa, meaning as follows: the hides of the animal, right? So this is the skin of the animal, and it's processed. But the hides, there's the inside and the outside of it, and it can be torn, pulled into two, and the two material. Then and you're left with two materials: the inner part of the hide that was closer to the animal's flesh, and then the out. Side with just closest to the hair of the animal, the outside of the animal. So these are two different types of parchment, klaf and dosustus. And the etymology of it, so Tosos over here says, there's the top Tosos, klaf and dosustus. So he, I forgot where he says it, a few lines down. Yeah, so but the first wide line. So, v'om rebeven atam debeloshon yavan korin labasar sustus. So he says, in dosustus sounds Greek. Right, Greek to me. Right, so duchsustus sounds Greek. He says it's Greek for flesh. Sustus is flesh. Duch is perish makom. So so it means the place of the flesh. Meaning this is the hide that is closer to the flesh of the animal, the inner part, and the klaf, which is seemingly rough from Rashi, miloshim klipa. Right, do you ever wonder what the word klaf means? So it sounds like it's klifa. It's klipa. It's like the shell of the animal. From within the hair, Dr. Henry Abramson in the Jewish History on the Daf, he has like these like 2-3 minute videos. So he discusses it also. He had like a different etymology. He said like duchsustus might be rooted in like hard to split, and klaf has something to do with like folding over. So he explained the etymology differently. But this is how it seems to be from Rashi and Tosfos over here. So anyway, these are two different types of klaf, and we're going to see that they have two different uses. In halacha, or at least in minhag, that'll be part of our discussion today. But let's get to the contradiction. So we said that klaf is the shear for klaf is to write a parsha katana of tefillin shema v'yahavta. But we say over here klaf and duchsustos the shear is to write a mezuzah. A mezuzah is a larger shear than a small parsha tefillin, because. Right. Remember, we must be talking about a Tefillin Shel Rosh. That's the pshat here, because we mentioned that Tefillin Shel Yad, all four parshios are written on one parchment. So one, if we're talking Shel Yad here, then one small piece of parchment would not be enough to be chayiv. But we're going to the smallest chashuv shir. What's the smallest piece of klaf that's useful? So not to write shalyad, to write one scroll of the shel rosh and the smallest one. We go after the small shear always, when as long as it's all shchicha, right? As we saw from Ayin Ches. So we're talking about the parts of Shema V'Yahavta, but a mezuzah is all written on one scroll. Mezuzah is Shema V'Yahavta, but also V'Hayim Shemoah. The two parts of Shema. The first two parshas of Shema, which are both found in Tefillin, are one scroll in a mezuzah. So if it's a mezuzah-sized shear, so that's a contradiction, because that's a larger shear for klaf. Duchsustus we didn't mention, but klaf, it's a contradiction. So, Rabbeinu klaf, duchsustus, k'dei lichtov alav mezuzah. So the Gemara's response, no. That's what you thought mezuzah, my mezuzah. What does mezuzah mean? Mezuzah shebet tefillin. It means the mezuzah in tefillin. You never took a look in your tefillin and saw mezuzah? No? Right? I mean, we call them the batim, right? Each one is a bias. So the bias, how can you have a bias without a mezuzah? Jewish bias.
The size of that little wall?
What?
The size of the separation between this.
Yeah, so you mean like what the mezuzah is? So it seems... It seems that that it's saying it's calling the scroll of the tefillin a mezuzah, which is strange, because I thought pashut pshat of what a mezuzah was. It literally means doorposts. That's why we say a mezuzos beisecha. It's a doorpost. Over here, it seems to be referring to the scroll as a mezuzah. That's what it thinks it means. So my mezuzah shebet tefillin means like the mezuzah within tefillin. But we're talking when we say the shear to write a mezuzah, l'ktov alav mezuzah, we mean like the mezuzah of tefillin, the scroll of tefillin, meaning shema v'yahavta. Okay. And then the Gemara asks the question that everyone's v'kari lehu l'tefillin mezuzah. We're going to call the scroll of tefillin mezuzah, and the Gemara says in. Yeah. Okay. Great. V'hatanya. But we're going to see that this explanation is not so pashut, and it's not going to say for the reason that we're saying, which is like we're just are you really? That's really the Gemara is going to give a different challenge to that. So I would just attribute this to the way that they would talk and their vernacular. It could be that they would refer to a scroll as a mezuzah. It could be that they did that, even if, maybe that's not literally what mezuzah in the Chumash means, but that's how they understood it, and it could be they would refer to, it could be like if you go to the sofer, you say, oh, give me a tefillin with the four mezuzahs. And it wasn't so common, but it was common enough. That's the only pshat I could suggest to really make sense of this. But anyway, the Gemara is not thrilled with it. The Gemara accepts it to a point. We'll see the challenge. V'atani, we learned in a b'raisa, ritsuos tefillin, Imta tefillin mitamos asiyadayim, ritsuos, the straps of the tefillin, when they are with their tefillin, meaning they're attached, they're metame yadayim bifnei atzman. Mitamos asiyadayim. We mentioned on daf yudalid that's a long time ago, by the way, just shout out, we're over halfway through the Masechta, which is amazing, the second longest Masechta in Shas, and we are... Baruch Hashem, coming right along. So all the way back, if you remember, many, many months ago, in Daf Yadalid, we spoke about the 18 enactments of Beis Shammai, when they showed up one day on a snow day, and Beis Hillel didn't show up, and they outvoted them. So right, so one of these enactments was the Matame Yadayim that with Sifrei Tanakh Sfarim are Matame Yadayim. So over here it says there's an extension of even the Ritzuos, not just the scrolls of Tefillin, but even the Ritzuos of Tefillin when they're attached to the Tefillin at least, that the Matame Yadayim, which means that right, so if somebody would touch their Tefillin straps while it's attached, then their hands are Tame. They have to wash their hands. They don't need a mikveh or anything like that. It's just it's a low level Tumah. If the straps are detached, right? So you bought new straps and you want to put them in. That's fine. Ein matamin esedai. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehudom, er mishum Rabbi Shimon hanogea beritzua tahor ad shiaga bekatzitza. So Rabbi Shimon argues, and he says that if you touch the katzitza, which is the bias, the box part of it. That's the part that's going to be Matame Yadayim. Reb Zakkai Mishmo Omer Tahor Ad Shiyaga B'Mezuza Atzma. So he says that Reb Zakkai says in his name that, meaning in the name of Reb Shimon, because the previous one was Reb Shimon ben Yehuda in the name of Reb Shimon, so now this is Reb Zakkai in the name of Reb Shimon, says it's someone's Tahor until he touches the mezuzah itself. So sounds like we are calling the scroll of the tefillah and the mezuzah. But now the Gemara responds: V'hal mizigtani seifa klaf kadei lichtov alav parsha katana shabat tefillin shehi shema Yisrael. But hold on, let's learn the seifa to that brisa. It says that the klaf, meaning the brisa that we said on top, klaf duchsus kadei lichtov alav mezuzah. So then it continues: klaf kadei lichtov alav parsha katana shabat tefillin shehi shema Yisrael. The shear for klaf is enough to write the parsha katana of tefillin, which is Shema Yisrael. So michlal dereisha b'mezuzah atzma askinan, which implies that the reisha of when we said klaf and duchzustus were to write a mezuzah, that we're talking about a real mezuzah, because in the sefer we're talking about tefillin. So and we call tefillin tefillin. So when the reisha said mezuzah, it was probably talking about a mezuzah, not tefillin, because the sefer is talking about tefillin. But now this brisa is very confusing, and if you're confused, you should be, because this brisa starts off saying klaf and duchzustus kadei lichtov alav mezuzah, and now over here, and then the sefer of it says klaf kadei lichtov alav parsha katana shebet tefillin. So like our original contradiction is actually found within one brisa. Also, it's not just the brisa contradicting our mishnah. It's actually the brisa itself has a contradiction and needs a hesber. So mikhlal dereisha b'mezuzah atzma askinan. So hachi kidani, you know, this is how you're supposed to teach it. Klaf v'duchsustus shiurin bekama. So like let's reread this a little bit. Klaf and duchsustus. What are those? What are the shiurin for these things? Duchsustus kadei lichtov alav mezuzah. Klaf kadei lichtov alav parsha katana shebet tefillin shehi shma Yisrael. That's what it's saying. So there is no contradiction. Klaf is what you're typically going to write duchsustus. You're going to write a mezuzah on. Klaf is what you write tefillin on. Therefore, the minimum shear to be chayav achatos for hotzah of klaf is to write the smallest chashiv tefillin thing with it, meaning the parsha katana of tefillin. For duchsustus, which you don't write tefillin on, you write mezuzah on, so the smallest shear for duchsustus that you'd be chayiv for carrying is the minimum shear of the writing of a mezuzah, which would be parsha shema Yisrael v'hafta and avayim shema. Okay, that's how we resolve that. We're not done with duchsustus and klaf. Now we're going to have a side discussion about what is actually appropriate to use for which writing, which religious article. Okay. There's not Rav Duchsustus. This is just Rav. Amar Rav. Rav says, Duchsustus harihi keklaf. Duchsustus is like klaf. Okay. Ma klaf kosvin alav tefillin. After duchsustus kosvin alav tefillin. Just like you can write tefillin on klafs. Just like we write tefillin on klaf, we can also write it on duchsustus. Okay. Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah though. Klaf kidei lichtov parsha katana shebet tefillin. Shehi shema Yisrael. That's a little bit problematic, right? And over here in parentheses, klaf in dexustus lo, right? If you can write if you can write tefillin on both klaf and dexustus, then the minimum shear for dexustus should be the smallest shear, meaning parsha katana of tefillin. It shouldn't be. The size of a mezuzah. So that's problematic to say something. So the Gemara says lemitzvah. It's for a mitzvah. Okay, shkayach. What's for a mitzvah? So the Rashi explains mitzvah min a muvchar. Mitzvah min a muvchar is klaf be'inan. We need klaf for mitzvah min a muvchar. Meaning to do the mitzvah the best way. You know, this is kind of like, you know, like do a mitzvah. You know, like it. Of course, this is all a mitzvah. This is the mitzvah to a mitzvah. But it's saying like the mitzvah and a mitzvah, the best way to do a mitzvah. And v'stama dekol inish mitzvah amalaisa ovid. And I like this line that stam what every person is going to do. Typical situation is that he's going to try to do the best. Hilchach lo matzna dechsustos l'tfilin v'havale ein matznian kamohu. Meaning that, yes, technically you can write tefillin on dechsustos. However, we're not going to say that the minimum shear for dechsustos is tefillin because generally people don't do that. Because generally people want to do the mitzvah the right way, and therefore it is, an uncommon use, the lo shchicha, right? So therefore we base on this. Okay. Toshma, is that so simple? That this is just a nice thing? Right, it's a bonus points. Toshma, we learned the brisa. Halach l'mosh mesinai tefillin al klaf mezuzah al dechsustos. We have a halach l'mosh mesinai that this is how it's supposed to be. And then also klaf b'makom basar, dechsustos b'makom sear. And so klaf the klaf should be on the place of the flesh. And dechsustos b'makom sayar. So as Rabbeinu Tam says, b'makom basar is actually the English translation of the Greek phrase dechsustos. But over here, it's saying almost the opposite. It's not saying that dechsustos and klaf are opposite of what we thought, but which side of the klaf or dechsustos should you write it on? So when you have the klaf, which is the outer layer. So, do you write it on the back, or on the inside? Do you write it on the cloth that was the side that was closer to the hair, or the side that was closer to the flesh? Now, even though it wasn't directly on the flesh, because it was actually on the dechsustos, which was on the flesh. Right? Am I being clear about this anatomy? Right. So, like, I'm here are my hands. So we have over here. This is going to be the. This is the dechsustos, and it's folded on. There's an animal right here, and this is the dechsustos, and this is the klaf that's on top. So now I take off the klaf. Which side do I write the writing on? The back or the front? So the answer is we're saying over here that it's in the makam of the basar, of the klaf. So what's the makam of the basar, the klaf? So on the back of this hand, the back of the klaf is the hair of the animal. And under the hand is not exactly the flesh, because the dechsustos is there first, and then the flesh is under that, but it's the side of the klaf that's closer to the flesh, meaning the side that was on the dechsustos, so the inside of the klaf. However, we say the opposite regarding the dechsustos. Which side do you write the dechsustos? Do you write on the bottom of it, the part that was closer to the flesh, or the upper part that was closer to the hair? Now, it's not directly close to the hair, because the klaf is in between, but it's the side that is closer. So that's what this line means. Let's read that again. So, tu halach l'mosh mesinai, first of all, tefillin al klaf, mezuzah al dechsustos, and klaf b'makom basar, dechsustos b'makom sear. Right, and it says... So here we have it. The most important part was the first halacha that says it looks like a halacha. So the Gemara responds, "Lemitzvah." No, that's also it's for a mitzvah. It's ideal. It's nice. It's mitzvah mufkar. But if you don't have that, it's fine. So the Gemara says, "Are you really v'hatanya?" But we have a brisa that says, "Shina pasul." If you change things around, if you do things the wrong way, when it comes to tefillin. It's puzzle. So don't tell me that, oh, it's mitzvah min hamuvchar, it's lechatchila. No, it seems like if you'd be b'dieved, it would be a problem. The Gemara responds, a mezuzah. No, that was talking about mezuzah. That brisa, when it says shina apostle, someone changes it up a little bit. He deviates. Apostle, no, that's talking about mezuzah. Okay, v'hatanya, but we actually learned in the brisa, shina bezeh ubezeh apostle. There's actually a brisa that says, if you deviated in this case or in this case, it's apostle. So one of them is presumably, okay, one of them is talking about mezuzah, but one of them is talking about tefillin, presumably. Can we respond? No. Idir idia mezuzah. Both of those statements, but meaning, or not statements, it's one statement, but the statement about both of those cases where someone deviated and it becomes possible are both different cases of mezuzah. V'ha dechasvinhu aklaf b'makom seyar, inami adochsustus b'makom basar. They're both of them are a case where he was talking about writing mezuzah on dechsustus, but he wrote it on, one of them is on klaf, one is on dechsustus, but one of them is that he wrote it on the outside of the klaf, or the inside of the dechsustus, which is against the halacha of Sinai. So both of those are problematic, even b'dieved. And that's what these brises are referring to. However, for tefillin, if you write tefillin on a dechsustus instead of klaf, you would be Yotze b'dieved, and that's how that's what Rav meant when he said duchsustus is like klaf. That duchsustus, that just like klaf is used for tefillin, duchsustus can also be used as tefillin b'dieved, even though Halacha Mishmas Sinai is that you should do it dafka from klaf. Okay, so that's one approach how to resolve Rav's statement of Dechsustus is like klaf and in regards to tefillin. Now we're going to have, I think, two more approaches. First of all, you have an inami. Ibayisema. Vibayisema, shina bezeh ubezeh, tanayhi. And it could be that, no, we're going to say that the shina bezeh bezeh is talking about, definitely talking about tefillin. That these tefillin, that certain tefillin will be problematic even b'dieved if they're written on the wrong material. If they're written on dechsustus, however, it's a machlokas tanayim, which then if you have a tanna to back you up, then it's much more manageable. So let's see the machlokas tanayim. Shina bezeh bezeh pasul. Rav Acha machshir mishum Rabbi Achi bar Chanina, the Amri la Mishum Rabbi Yaakov bar Rabbi Chanina, bar Rabbi Chanina. So right, we have an opinion, unclear who exactly it is, and even if we know who it is, it's unclear how to pronounce it, at least for me. Somebody, there is a Tana out there that Rav could rely on to say that that b'dieved, it's not a problem to write tefillin on dechsustus. Okay, Rav Papa Amar, Rav de Amar Kitana debe Menashe, and Rav Papa gives another source a Tanayic source that Rav could be relying on. It's on the Bay Menashe. Titana debe Menashe kosva ala nir vala matlis psula ala klaf vala gvil vala duchsustus kshera. So if you wrote it on Niyar's paper, or matlis is like clothing, cloth, psula. But if you wrote it on klaf, or gvil, or duchsustus, kshera. So, gvil, Rashi says, mu'ubad ba'afatsim, which means that it is tanned, it is processed with the gallnuts. We did this on the previous amud. So this is what gvil really is. It's the hide before it was split into duchsustus and klaf. So when it was fully processed, so it's maliach and kamiach and afitz, right? It was salted, it was floured floured and watered and then treated with the gallnuts, but it wasn't split yet, so that's called gvil. So if you do it now the Bryce doesn't specify what you wrote on, what you wrote, but if you wrote something on paper and cloth that doesn't work, on cloth, gvil, or dechsustus, it does work. So kosvamai, what are we talking about? Ilema mezuzah, if you're going to say we're talking about a mezuzah, mezuzah a cloth, mi kasvinan, can we write a mezuzah on cloth? Ella Lav Tfilin is, aren't maybe, well, presumably we're talking about Tfilin. And therefore, if we're talking about Tfilin, then that this is Rav's support. Ulatamecha, but according to you, Tfilin agvil mikasvinan. Can we write Tfilin on gvil? So the way you're saying, oh, it can't be mezuzah, it can't be Tfilin either because it's written on gvil. Ella kitanya hahi. Rather, it's like the following brisa. Ella kitanya hahi. Right? It's like the brisa. Like this brisa that we're about to learn. Right. Right. Okay. Yes. Kitanya hahi b'sefer Torah. Sorry, that brisa is talking about a sefer Torah. Right. So. I guess it's not an acceptable approach. This is not a good answer. That Bryce is talking about a Sefer Torah. It's not talking about tefillin. It's not talking about mezuzah. So it's Sefer Torah. Can't be written on cloth. Can't be written on paper. It can be written on cloth, dechsustus, or gavil. I don't know what's necessarily ideal, but all three of them are acceptable, at least b'dieved. Okay. Lema mesayale. So let's say that this is actually a support to a similar discussion. Tfilin shabalu v'sefer Torah shabala ain osin mehen mezuzah lefi she'ain moridin mikdusha chamura lekdusha kala. So we have a principle in general that ain moridin mikdusha. Things do not go. We don't allow things to go down in kedusha. And over here we have and therefore if you have something that's used for a holy purpose, you can't go along and take that and use it for something else. That's on a lower level. So this is our case. We have tefillin shebalu that were worn out. The sefer Torah shebala ain osin mehen mezuzah. You can't make a mezuzah out of them. Mezuzah has lower kedusha than tefillin and sefer Torah because there's more Torah. Typically, this is how it works: is if the more Torah there is in something, the holier it is. So a Torah has chamisha chumsa Torah. A tefillin have four partios. Mezuzah has one. Therefore, they are holier. All those things that's the order of their holiness. Let's say you have a Torah that's not really usable as a Torah. We cannot possibly fix it. It's too damaged. But there is the happens to be that parshas v'aschanan. And Parshas Ekev are in good condition. So maybe I could, or Tfilin, maybe those are the remaining Parshas. Can I use these parts of the scroll that were out and use them for Tfilin, use it for Mezuzah? So the halacha is no, because Ein Maridin B'Kedusha. Okay. So now, this is the inference. Tama de Ein Maridin de Ein Maridin. The reason that you can't use these is because of Ein Maridin. Ha Maridin Osin. But if we would be Moridin, meaning if someone would, you know, if Mashiach would come along and matir that principle for us, then we would do it. So Dichsiva Amai, what was it written on that we're allowed to use this for the mezuzah? Right? Dichsiva Amai. Lav Dichsiva Adachsustus. So wasn't it written on Duchsustus? So we have a Sefer Torah or Tfilin that was written on Duchsustus, and now I'm using it for mezuzah. Right? Because it says that because of Amaridin, you can't use it for mezuzah. But if Amaridin wasn't a problem, then I would be able to use it for mezuzah, and therefore that supports what we've been saying. So the Gemara says that is lav dafka proof. So morin osin dechsiva amai. You know what? Lav dechsiva. So this is low dechsiva ala klaf. No. It was maybe written on klaf. That because the tefillin was written on klaf. So umezuzah klaf mi kazvinan. But are you allowed to write a mezuzah on klaf? Right, because if you explain this brisa as talking about where it was written, the Torah or Tefillin were written on cloth, which makes sense, But then how would you be allowed to write a mezuzah? We know mezuzah can only be written on doxusta. In, yeah, we can, says the Gemara. V'hatanya kosva ala klaf ala nir v'ala matlis psula. But we learned regarding mezuzah that if you write it on klaf or nir, or klaf is most important, or nir or matlis on cloth, psula. So Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, remeir haya kosva al haklaf, mepi mishtameres. So, and then the Brisa continues, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar said that remeir used to write his mezuzahs on klaf because it was mishtameres, meaning that it kept better, it was better protected, it was a stronger material, therefore he wrote his mezuzahs on klaf. Okay, so now hashtu da osis lahachi. So now that you brought this point, this is a big one. Lahachi l'Rav Nami lo tema duchsustos hari hu keklaf. Ela ema klaf hari hu keduchsustos. Right now we have. But now that you brought this remeir, we can actually use this as a different explanation for Rav's teaching. Rav said at the beginning, Rav said duchsustos is like klaf, and it didn't clarify. He didn't clarify how. I don't think he clarified. The Gemara added there for them, just like klaf, you can write tefillin. So duchsustos, also duchsustos can be used for tefillin. But now we can interpret differently. Now that we have remeir, because remeir says that you can write mezuzos on klaf as well. So maybe this is how we should understand Rav. So the Rav nami lo tema duchsustos harihu keklaf ela ema klaf harihu keduchsustos. That klaf is just like duchsustos. Ma duchsustos kosven alav mezuzah. Af klaf kosven alav mezuzah. Just like duchsustos, you write on it. You can write a mezuzah on it. So too, klaf can also be written on. I don't know if I said it right. It could be I did say it right, but I'm going to clarify now. Just like duchsustos can be used to write a mezuzah, so too can klaf be used to write a mezuzah. So we've seen on this amud. There's a few different ways to understand. Rav, I think, looks like three in total of ways to understand Rav, and it could be that duchsustos is acceptable for both. It could be klaf is acceptable for both, or it could be that klaf is what's used for tefillin and duchsustos is for mezuzah. Just a thought I had to explain the significance of this. Maybe is that the klaf is the outer layer, and the duchsustos is the inner layer. And if you think about what the role of these religious articles are, the role of a mezuzah. Do you guys hear me? It looks like. I just wanted to suggest a pshat, possibly a way to understand this distinction between the klaf and the duchsustos when it comes to mezuzah and tefillin, like what's going on here. So you could suggest that it's a reflection of the role of these religious articles, that the mezuzah and the tefillin, that the klaf, what the mezuzah is, it's that when you go into your home, so you're aware that Hashem is there, that this is something you're aware of, right? You walk in, it's on your right side. That you walk in, it's on your right side, and it's just supposed to be like, even behind closed doors, you should still be an Eved Hashem. It's not only, in the public sphere and people see you and people give you kavod, but, you treat your wife, you treat your children, and even if your wife and children are not there, it's just you, to be mindful that whenever you walk inside, so Hashem is there. It's being mindful of Hashem's presence in the home. The tefillin, especially back in the day, we don't feel it as much now, but people walked in the streets wearing the tefillin. The shel yad is a little bit more private, but the shel rosh is definitely very public. It's a statement to the world. It's a statement of to everyone that it's our keser, it's our crown, or part of Klal Yisrael, part of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and all that. So the tefillin has really a more external, outer projecting role, while the mezuzah has an internal role. So it would make sense that if you have different types of different types of parts of the animal skin. So you have the klipa, the klaf, which is the more external, is going to be used for the tefillin. And the more internal, the duchsustos, which is closer to the flesh and closer to the heart, and it's more personal, is going to be what the mezuzah is written on, because that's the one that's sending you more of an internal message. So that's just a thought I had to possibly explain the panemius of this these halachas.